It's Tuesday, March 2nd, 2021, and I'm Dave Sobel. Three things to know today. Tech Isle says hybrid cloud will explode. The French lead the way on right to repair. And which state will surprise you with their surge in broadband? This is the Business of Tech. Tech Isle thinks that hybrid cloud adoption will explode. Why? Rapid adoption already, and with automation around the corner, it will offer more insight for SMB customers. Quoting the analysis, Tech Isle data shows that 34% of mid-market cloud workload is on hybrid cloud, 31% of mid-market firms are using advanced hybrid infrastructure with automated links between platforms. In 2021, the percentage is likely to increase by 45%. Tech Isle expects hybrid momentum in the SMB market to grow in 2021 and beyond, with a 5x increase potential in the small business segment. The analyst warns that the smaller the customer, the more reliant on public cloud services, which may be more straightforward due to management challenges. Mid-market companies have deployed cloud-based apps across an average of 14 categories, with expansion by an average of 8.3, while those small businesses are an average of 6.8, but with bolder plans. Why do we care? Cloud is such a thing and a cliche, I'm not going to spend time there. I care about two things today. First, I think there's a spectrum to measure here. Size versus reliance on public cloud and SaaS. The smaller you are, the more you're going to think about just going SaaS. The other dimension there is age of the business. The newer, and with less legacy, the more you're going to go SaaS faster. Measurements to think about. The second is just the total over-rotation of most providers serving the SMB, thinking about managing endpoints versus managing cloud and SaaS. If you've noticed my interest in this space via my interviews, that's why. Endpoint management feels like easy, covered space. This area, more wide open, and thus way more interesting and lucrative for everyone. A right to repair update. The French law is now in effect, requiring repairability scores, and Apple has done it. The iPhone 12 scores a 6 out of 12, and the 11s are lower, between 4.5 and 4.6. MacBooks score between 5.6 and 7. The law is self-reporting and is not perfect, but comes with fines next year for not reporting. Meanwhile, the new rules in place also focus on reducing e-waste. Manufacturers have to ensure replacement parts are available for up to 10 years. Some are only provided to professional repair companies. New devices have to come with repair manuals and made in a way that requires them to be dismantled using conventional tools. Now, why do we care? The EU really is leading on privacy and right to repair. The rest of us are getting the drag-along benefits. It will make little sense for manufacturers to build different systems in different regions. It will be a good step to require it everywhere, but at least we're getting the benefits over time now. I hit on broadband a lot. This one is a good story. In Mississippi, the state government used some of their federal stimulus money from March to focus on broadband. Partnering with rural electric co-ops, those private independent electric utilities owned by the members, and invested in broadband. These organizations wanted to expand and had been preparing to do so, but lacked the cash. The result? A push to spend the money within a year, and new expectation that the state may be one of the most connected in the next 5 to 6 years. Last year, the state ranked 42 out of 50, and at least 35% of rural residents lacked broadband. Now, why do we care? Case studies in broadband as utility, and likely the hybrid approach necessary to solve the rural divide here. This is infrastructure money spent well. The government invests the cash into the project. The co-op builds a business model to run it and ensure it doesn't lose money. The customers get the advancement of being connected. New markets are opened up to serve. It's exactly what I've been preaching. Don't buy the line that it can't be done. Are you still using on-prem file servers and VPNs to share files with remote workers? Ignite is a business-class cloud sharing solution that works more like your on-prem server than any other solution. With a security-first approach to file sharing and collaboration, Ignite offers multiple options for sharing files and collecting files from outside sources. And do it all while addressing data governance and compliance. Want to learn more? Check out ignite.com/MSP. That's EGNYTE.com. And when you do, tell them Dave sent you. Thanks again for listening to The Business of Tech, working on a follow-up to my marketing piece. Patreon should get it tomorrow, and it'll be available here on the pod on the weekend. Talk to you again tomorrow.